Nancy couldn't see that physical appearance was not a trivial need. She wanted to believe that it was Harold's shallow sense of values that was the culprit. If he would grow up and be more mature, he would look beyond her appearance. But we kept at it, and Nancy finally decided to lose weight. She didn't want to risk living without Harold, and she knew deep down inside that it would be healthier for her as well. She enrolled in an exercise program, went on a diet, and lost 40 pounds in 3 months. Once Harold saw she meant business, he joined her in the exercise program. Nancy wanted to lose all the weight she'd gained since their wedding, and she stuck to her exercise and diet. Once she got down to a desirable weight, Harold liked it, and she did too. It greatly improved her feeling of self-esteem, and her attractiveness was the most important contribution she could make to her husband's happiness. Many women and men have a problem like Nancy's, though it may be less severe. After they marry, they start to put on weight or dress less becomingly, figuring that their spouse loves them, so what they look like doesn't matter. For some people, especially husbands, nothing could be further from the truth. Why all the fuss about looking good? People often challenge me when I list an attractive mate as one of the most important emotional needs. Surely, I'm told, men should have more maturity and higher values than to hold physical attractiveness up as an ideal. Shouldn't we be looking beyond the surface and into more meaningful human characteristics, such as honesty, trust, and caring? Besides, what if a woman simply doesn't have the equipment? Beauty, of course, is in the eye of the beholder, and I am not encouraging a wife to try to look like a beauty queen. I simply mean that she should try to look the way her husband likes her to look. She should resemble the woman he married. Does that mean a woman must stay eternally young? Of course not. But getting old is not an excuse for gaining weight and dressing like a bag lady. This is exactly what Nancy did, and it got so bad that she and Harold wound up coming to see me for help. Fortunately, under all the weight, Nancy had a determination to achieve her goals. Her story ended happily, but many do not. I've counseled other wives and husbands who refuse to change. At best, this kind of marriage limps along. Often a husband is tempted to turn to women whom he finds more attractive. If your husband tells you that your loss of weight would meet one of his most important emotional needs, you must decide if you care enough about your husband to meet his emotional need. When she looks good, he feels good. A man with a need for an attractive spouse feels good whenever he looks at his attractive wife. In fact, that's what emotional needs are all about. When one of his emotional needs is met, he feels fulfilled, and when it's not met, he feels frustrated. It may sound immature or superficial, but I found that most men have a need for an attractive wife. They do not appreciate a woman for her inner qualities alone. They also appreciate the way she looks. Do most women have the same need for attractiveness in their husbands? No. They may want their husband to look decent, but most women do not rank an attractive spouse among their top five emotional needs. Women often fall in love with men who are overweight, homely, or sloppy dressers because these men know how to meet their most important emotional needs, such as the needs of affection, conversation, and financial support. I remember an overweight, balding man who was 20 years older than his extremely pretty wife. Nonetheless, she was crazy about him, and they shared a very active sex life. Why? What did she see in him? That's just the point. Instead of looking at him, she looked within him and found a warm and sensitive man, kind and generous, who loved her as deeply as she loved him. To her, he was rather nice-looking. Was she more mature than her husband, who was admittedly attracted by her appearance? No. She simply had different emotional needs. For her, physical attractiveness did not do as much for her as it did for him. She put effort into making herself look good, but she knew it would make him happy. In return, he put effort into meeting her needs for affection, conversation, and financial support. Any woman can enhance her attractiveness to her husband. There are plenty of books, videos, diet programs, and other products designed to help women and men shape up, dress with style, color their hair properly, and so forth. As I counsel women every week, I observe five major areas that are particularly important in staying or becoming attractive. Let's give them a quick survey.